With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina was not amused by Hunter Biden's unexpected appearance at the House Oversight Committee today.
You are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of?
With more, here's correspondent Edwin Mora.
For her son, Hunter Biden arrived on Capitol Hill Wednesday to attend in person the hearing called by the House Oversight Committee, setting up an unprecedented clash on live television between the first son and House Republicans. Hunter is at odds with Republicans over their demand that he testify behind closed doors, insisting he will only do so in a public setting. Republicans have dismissed that offer, saying the president's son will not get any special treatment. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the White House has ordered cabinet members or secretaries to notify the president's chief of staff if they can't ever perform their duties. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the order comes after learning of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's surprise illness last week.
That's not the way this is supposed to happen. The president understands that, and that's why he wants the chief of staff to take a look at processes across the administration and agencies here, and that's why DOD is also looking at their own procedures to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Black, white, Hispanic, and Asian adults in the U.S. largely agree that the government should focus on the economy and foreign policy issues in 2024. That's according to two recent polls by the AP North Center for Public Affairs Research and AAPI data. The economic issues, however, they are first and foremost. The Dow had 55 points, the NASDAQ adding 84 points. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has decided not to pull down another statue.
This time the target was William Penn, Christian, democracy advocate, and founder of the state of Pennsylvania. The National Park Service had been planning to remove a statue of him from Welcome Park in Philadelphia as part of a, quote, rehabilitation project. Public outrage followed swiftly, and the administration now says it will leave William Penn where he stands, just blocks from the museum that celebrates the U.S. Constitution, which Penn's writings inspired. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates had filed suit to block enforcement of Louisiana's new ban on sex change operations for children. State lawmakers approved the ban last year and overrode a veto by then-Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat. The measure also bans hormone treatments and puberty-blocking drugs for minors that took effect on New Year's Day. This is SRN News. Good news and bad news from a new report on U.S. carbon emissions.
Climate-altering greenhouse gases in the U.S. declined by nearly 2% in 2023, even as the nation's economy expanded. A report from the Rhodium Group found emissions going in the right direction, but not fast enough to meet the government's goal to cut emissions in half by 2030. The group calculates emissions would have to decline at a rate more than triple last year's figure. The drop was due in part to a mild winter, a record year for solar power, and a decline in power generation from coal-fired plants. But a post-pandemic transportation rebound and higher oil and gas production led to a small increase. Jennifer King, Washington.
Tech companies showing off their latest gadgets in CES 2024 in Las Vegas. That includes new technology in the world of food and drinks. Some of those include AI-powered appliances like air fryers and a robot barista. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.